Before I start, I would like to acknowledge my co-authors here, Dr. Raper, which you just heard of, Dr. Kip Balcom, Dr. Ted Karnecki, Dr. Price, and Dr. Jason Berthold, who was with us there at the USEA ARS lab in Auburn, but he just recently took a position down in Kansas. He's an ag economist, so hopefully we don't have that data here, but hopefully we'll be doing some economic analysis about this data and see how it turns out. But today I would like to briefly talk to you about a little experiment that started kind of a sideline, and it's very small, very simple, but I was kind of surprised when I started seeing some of the results about it. It's basically benefits of alternating the shank on a bent leg strip till, in this case it's a paratill. A little bit of background, like Randy was saying, we try to advocate conservation tillage systems down there in the southeast, well, in Alabama, mainly because we have really low carbon contents. I don't know if you recall some of the carbon contents that he was showing, they were 0.5%. Sometimes we have less than that. Some of it Dr. Mitchell alluded to early on, years of conventional tillage practices, a lot of erosion, a lot of issues that we had like that. So we like to do that so we minimize the disturbance on the surface soil. So that way we minimize the amount of carbon that we lose through respiration. However, we have a big problem a lot of times there with hard pans, like Dr. Raper was talking about. So we usually require some sort of non-inversion tillage system. And the paratill is one that it's fairly popular, especially in this area where this test was done, where it's more of a coastal plain type soil, because you can do that operation in the spring, almost right before you do your planting, so you get maximum benefit by doing that. You're closer to your tillage operation, but you don't have the risk of your seed falling down your tillage trench where your leg was running through. And when farmers, in us in general, would do this type of operation with a bent leg type system, the shanks are usually left on the same position year after year after year. So with the straight leg shank, and bear with me, this is kind of a cutout of my little animation or lack of animation skills. With a straight leg shank, if you imagine this would be the face of a profile, so we're looking at a soil profile. And as you do your tillage with that, you know, this is kind of the zone representing the zone more or less of what it soil it disturbs. But you would come here, and that's where you would plant your seed, so you have a high risk of that seed falling down in here if you do this in the spring. Now, if you were to do this in the fall, one of the issues that we have, and Dr. Raper has a lot of work dealing with this in this type of soils, is that if you do it in the fall, a lot of the winter rains will tend to kind of pack that soil back down, and you don't get most benefit from tillage operation. So it is better to do it in the spring in this type of soils. Now, with a bent leg, kind of the same deal. This is where your seat would go, so you don't have that risk. The slit would be here, and what the in this case the paratill does is kind of lift up that volume of soil and kind of drops it, so it kind of crumbles, and that's how it kind of more or less works. And when I was talking about the shank orientation, usually, you know, what it's done is the same. This is representing a corn cotton rotation. You see how it's usually run with the shanks pointing inward. And this is kind of how it ran. You see where the plant would be, the seeds would be planted or seeded. And next year, if you're having corn, you know, this is where it would be, the same deal. You're disturbing the same kind of area of soil. What we were proposing, or the idea we had, was actually to alternate that location. So flip-flop, these two shanks would go over here and these two over here, so then they're pointing outward then. So hopefully you're disturbing a little bit different volume of soil than you're doing from the previous year. And there might be some residual effects in there that might be beneficial. And that's what we decided to do. So our objective was to determine if alternating shanks on a paratill will enhance soil disruption and productivity. We conducted this research at the E.B. Smith Research Center in Schroeder, Alabama, highlighted right here, Auburn. It's about somewhere down here. It's not too far from Auburn. So compass loamy sand. Basically, we just have two tillage treatments, is shanks on the same location and alternating the shank every other year. And we established this on a corn cotton rotation, and both phases of the rotation were present each year. So each year we had corn and cotton present. So we just basically flip-flopped. you know, from year to the next. We established plots in the spring of 2004, and so that season we had no treatment differences because the shanks were running all inward, so we had to wait till 05 to start getting some results. We collected co-index data with a cone penetrometer, a multi-probe cone penetrometer that Dr. Raper just showed. It's basically a smaller ratio of the one that he just showed, where it has the five rods in there. The middle rod, we actually centered over the row, and then the outer rods were in the center, in the middles, and then the ones in between were in between that distance there. And we also monitor volumetric water content during the season. We also took some other measurements. We looked at plant temperature, leaf temperature on the cotton, using just a handheld infrared thermometer. And basically, it's the same kind of graphs that Randy was showing here. This is for cotton in 2005. Again, these were collected in the fall. And what you have here is basically a soil profile. You have depth here, and then you have the row position here. This being the zero, being the row. And here on top, we have the same location. So basically, that's the same location treatment where the shanks remain pointing inward. And then here's the alternating location. And we can see in 2005, the other thing I want to point out before I go on is what Randy mentioned, the 2 megapascal kind of threshold, and that's been identified. Anything above 2 megapascals, it's identified as kind of being root restrictive. So look for that in here. The redder colors are not good, I guess. But so you can see there's not a big difference between between treatments in 2005. when we look at average cone index for those locations there, we see no significant difference here. Actually, the alternate treatment is a little bit greater in 2005. If we look at 2006, we can see actually a little bit more of a difference in here. With the same location, we see a little bit areas that are a lot more areas there that are more compacted, if you will, having higher cone index values, greater soil strength versus the alternating. When we look at the average cone index, we see that there was a significant difference with the same location treatment having greater cone index, average cone index values compared to the alternate. Now, if we look at the yields, this is what started getting kind of interesting for me, was that if you look at the yields we have here, 2005, 6, and 7, and this is seed cotton yields, we have that in 2005 we had a significant difference, same thing in 2006, where the alternating the location of the shank on that paratill did increase seed cotton yields in this case. And then in 2007, there was not a significant difference in here. The difference in here, this increase here was about 7%. Down here, we have a boost about 30% increase in yield. Now, I guess you notice in here that we have a big difference between 05 and then 06, and we could, it's kind of like a staircase, but, you know, again, like Charlie Mitchell talked about, it's water. It's all about the water. So 05 was a good year, then 07 was a horrible, and 06 was not that great, but it was a lot better than 07. So kind of relative. Now, when we look at the corn, like I said, we had both crops present in there. In 06, you know, we see some differences, nothing, you know, nothing big. We look at that average cone index, same deal that we saw with the cotton, no significant difference, but a little bit greater average cone index values for the alternate. It was kind of similar, too, for 06 and 05. It was about the same, too. There was not hardly any difference with the cone index values with the corn. If we look at the yields, same deal. We have bushels per acre here. There's not a significant difference none of the years with corn. Now, if we look at soil water, I'm just showing here 2006 data. We use a capacitance-type probe to look at these. In the cotton here in the green, we saw, you know, sometime in the season there was a little bit more greater soil water content so in the soil compared to the alternate, but not to the same location, but nothing too big. If you look at the corn, you know, there's hardly any differences in there too. We've used a infrared gun to measure the leaf cut the temperature of the uppermost fully extended cotton leaf, and we have used that with some success to kind of look at water stress and heat stress on cotton plants, and we have had some good results in other locations with other tests. But with this here, we're really, it's all over the place. We really don't see anything that would relate to what we have. But in summary, we can say that alternating the shank position reduces the cone index in some cases, not with the corn. So water content was slightly affected, but nothing to write home about, I guess. There was no difference in cotton leaf temperature, no differences in corn yield. Cotton yields did increase those 2 years that we saw there. And in 07, you know, it was so dry that we hardly had any yields out there. So I guess it's preliminary results. We can say that alternating the shank every other year on the paratill in this case provided looser soil conditions for cotton and increased yield significantly. And the looser soil conditions most likely enhanced cotton growth. And I guess one of the things that we can take from this too is that cotton roots, they seem to be a little bit more susceptible to compaction than corn, and I think that's why we're seeing these differences. You know, they have a different root system, one being a taproot, the other one being more of a fibrous type system. And with that, I think we have some time for questions, if there are any. All right, thank you.